The Osgood Files, sponsored by LifeLock. Not only guarding your identity, your good name, and your credit, but also monitoring bank accounts for takeover fraud. LifeLock is the only identity theft protection company that does that. Find out more at LifeLock.com. This is Dave Ross, in for Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network. Angelina Jolie's decision to get tested for a gene defect associated with breast cancer, and then to get a double mastectomy, even though she was cancer-free, has a lot of women wondering if they should get this $3,000 BRCA test. And there are some doctors who are saying absolutely not.
Most people should not be getting a BRCA analysis.
More after this from Charlie. Angelina Jolie made a decision to have two healthy breasts removed based on a genetic test. This is not the crippling operation it once was, and the latest methods of reconstruction mean that in many cases, your before and after pictures will look exactly the same.
We hope that the awareness she is raising will save countless lives.
Dr. Christy Funk of the Pink Lotus Breast Center in Southern California, where Jolie had the operation. But this is major surgery that removes healthy tissue based on a prediction. And some doctors, including Dr. Otis Brawley, the chief medical officer of the American Cancer Society, want to remind women that Angelina Jolie's circumstances applied to a relatively small number of patients.
And before they ever get screened, they should go see a doctor and go see a genetic counselor before we go to this $3,000 test.
At the Susan G. Komen Foundation, Susan Brown says there are very specific indicators for who should be tested.
If they've had a certain type of breast cancer called triple negative breast cancer, if there's a history of male breast cancer, if women in the family have had ovarian cancer like Angelina Jolie, that might raise the question about the presence of an inherited gene mutation in that family.
The Osgood File, Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.